This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. At least 8 Colorado local governments restricted new data centers in 2026. Larimer County, Denver, Jefferson County, Boulder County, Broomfield, Woodland Park, and Monument adopted moratoriums between January and July 2026, and Longmont banned hyperscale facilities outright. Close to 60 individuals signed up for the Denver hearing that preceded the council's unanimous vote. At least 8 Colorado local governments restricted new data center development during 2026. Larimer County, Denver, Jefferson County, Boulder County, Broomfield, Woodland Park, and Monument each adopted a temporary moratorium between January and July, and Longmont banned hyperscale data centers outright. The restrictions are part of a national wave. Citing a national data center tracker, the Sabin Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia Law School wrote on May 27, 2026, that at least 100 data center moratoria have been adopted in communities across the country. Hakeem Anwar, a software engineer and the founder of Take Back Our Tech, told The Kim Monson Show on August 4, 2026, that moratoriums have been enacted around the country because local people started speaking up, and he urged listeners to do the same where they live. Public testimony preceded the votes in Denver, where close to 60 individuals signed up for the required public hearing, in Missoula County, Montana, where 30 members of the public spoke in favor, and in Broomfield, where 2 residents backed the pause. Denver City Council members voted unanimously on May 18th to impose a 1-year moratorium on permits and site development plan applications for data centers as a proposed primary use, and the pause took effect May 21st. The measure also created a working group to craft policy recommendations. The city has no specific permitting requirements for data centers, a gap city official cited in arguing for a temporary pause. Colorado Politics reported that close to 60 individuals signed up for the required public hearing preceding the vote, and that Council President Amanda Sandoval apologized to the Globeville-Ellora-O'Swansea neighborhood over an earlier project. "I just want to say to the members and residents in the Globeville-Ellora-O'Swansea neighborhood, I'm sorry that I did not stop that data center when we were asked for a $9 million tax incentive," Council President Sandoval said. Earlier in 2026, Ellora-O'Swansea residents had pushed back on construction of the CoreSite facility in their neighborhood, citing environmental concerns and the city's failure to notify them adequately before approving it. The Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation argued against the pause. This moratorium, however well-intentioned, sets a troubling precedent for how Denver engages with the local and global business community. "And we want to offer a better path forward," said Daniel Riley, the group's vice president. Larimer County moved first, adopting a resolution on January 27, 2026 that halted acceptance and processing of land use applications for new data center facilities in unincorporated parts of the county, then extending the pause to August 25 after a February 9 public hearing. The county's project page states that its land use code does not contain any definitions or regulations about data center uses in unincorporated Larimer County. Jefferson County commissioners followed on May 19, adopting a 10-month moratorium that runs through March 2027 and applies to new applications for the development or rezoning of data centers, Denver 7 reported. The Kim Monson newsroom covered that vote in May and has also reported on the projected power draw of a proposed AI data center in Aurora. Boulder County commissioners unanimously declared a moratorium of up to 6 months at their June 2 business meeting, covering both data centers and detention centers, and directed staff to draft land use code amendments. "Right now, data centers and detention centers are not defined in our code, despite having huge potential impacts on our community," Commissioner Claire Levy said. The City and County of Broomfield established its moratorium on July 7 by unanimous City Council vote, and the pause runs until December 2027, or until the Council passes its own regulations. The measure bars land use applications for new data center developments and for expansions of current centers using at least 10 megawatts, though it does not reach back to data centers already operating in Broomfield. Colorado Politics reported that two Broomfield residents spoke in favor of the moratorium during the public comment portion of the meeting, both pointing to the energy consumption of data centers and to water use in a state facing severe drought. Two smaller communities followed. Woodland Park in Teller County approved an 18-month moratorium in mid-July, and the Monument Town Council voted the night of Monday, July 20th, for a 6-month ban on new data center applications, making Monument the first municipality in El Paso County to do so. No qualifying project had come to the town, and Planning Director Dan Ungerleiter called the pause a proactive way to give Monument time to decide how to regulate the facilities, the Gazette reported. "This is really just a chance for us to take a step back," Ungerleiter said. Longmont made its limit permanent instead. The City Council voted 6-1 on June 9, 2026, to approve Ordinance 2026-34, which bars hyperscale data centers, defined as a projected or contracted peak demand of 100 megawatts or more, as an allowed land use. The ordinance caps data center energy use at 5% of the region's grid capacity, or 100 megawatts, whichever is lower, Denver 7 reported. Colorado lawmakers killed two competing data center bills in 2026, leaving regulation of the facilities with the Colorado Public Utilities Commission for now. The national counts vary because the trackers use different methodologies and cannot be read against each other. Good jobs first. In a post updated March 9, 2026, tallied at least 63 local data center moratorium actions introduced, considered, or adopted across dozens of towns and counties, with 54 of them already passed. Colorado Politics, citing the United States Data Center Moratorium Tracker, reported on May 19, 2026, that 69 jurisdictions across the country had active data center moratoriums, a count that predates the Broomfield, Woodland Park, and Monument votes. The same report, citing research by Heatmap, said at least 25 proposed data centers were canceled in 2025 after local protests, four times as many as in 2024. Missoula County, Montana, adopted a 1-year interim zoning moratorium on July 9, 2026, that bars permits for new or expanded data centers in zoned and unzoned areas countywide outside the city of Missoula. Montana Free Press reported that the unanimous vote followed comments from 30 members of the public, all in favor, and drew loud applause from the audience. "The voice of opposition is loud, while supporters of data centers are nearly non-existent," said local resident Paul Barmore. The proposal that prompted the moratorium had already stalled because the property owner withdrew support for a data center at Bonner days earlier. The Prince George's County Council in Maryland adopted Resolution CR-066 of 2026 on July 7, 2026, extending a pause the council had already created and setting a 2-year moratorium on applications for preliminary plans of subdivision and detailed site plans that include qualified data center uses. Maryland Matters reported that the vote followed nearly an hour of public input from supporters and opponents. "There are too many unanswered questions," Councilmember Walla Blugay said. The pause grew out of the county's Qualified Data Center Task Force, which was formed after a proposal to turn the shuttered Landover Mall into a hyperscale server farm drew protests from residents, Inside Climate News reported. Anwar, who publishes a map of AI data center projects, spent much of the interview on the water and power demands of the build-out, on the use of eminent domain for these projects, and on the industry's tax breaks, then turned to what listeners can do about it. "It's really time for people to raise their voices at the local levels," he said. And he told the audience to hold their elected representatives accountable for damages from spiking water and power bills. In his closing remarks, he added that the country still has time to write rules for the industry. "We do need to set some rules and regulations," Anwar said. "Let's not sleepwalk into this." And now, Kim's perspective. Local government is the last place where an ordinary person still has real leverage, and these votes show it. 30 members of the public spoke in Missoula County, every one of them in favor, and the commissioners voted with them that same day. Two residents at a Broomfield Council meeting made the same case about power and water, and Broomfield paused. All any of them had to do was find the meeting that was already on the calendar and show up, and your county commissioners meet in public every week. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.